We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Surprise drive-by for the president. He could be out of Walter Reed today, say his doctors. Others don't think that's even possible.
Contact tracers busy in New Jersey. Did President Trump give coronavirus to anyone at a high-priced fundraiser at his Bedminster golf course? I'm Sean Adams in New Jersey.
As the virus surges, the city looks to make a disheartening retreat.
Mayor de Blasio asks the state for permission to close non-essential businesses and schools.
To rewind in these 9 zip codes.
I'm Marla Diamond in Kew Gardens.
Joe Connolly says some new businesses are opening. Jerry Seinfeld on the city.
I just don't want New Yorkism to die.
The Giants are 0-4, no touchdowns for the second straight week.
The pass intercepted at the 5-yard line.
This is Brad Heller.
This is Monday, October 5th.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
Morning, I am Wayne Cabot. It's going to be a nice day again with a couple hours early on, just in a few spots, but then clearing and a high 64 to 68. We're in the 50s generally around the city this morning on the first Monday of October. This is the date, of course, the Supreme Court opens its brand new term, this time without Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, her death hanging over the political landscape a month before the election. The Senate, in which 3 members are known to have COVID, plans to go ahead anyway with the fast confirmation of President Trump's pick, Amy Coney Barrett, before Election Day. 4 weeks from tomorrow. President Trump could be released today based on what his medical team is saying. Here's what the president said at his medical suite, inside of that medical suite in Walter Reed Army Medical Center.
It's been a very interesting journey. I learned a lot about COVID. I learned it by really going to school. This is the real school. This isn't the let's read the book school. And I get it and I understand it.
Doctors say understanding it would not have led to this. Leaving the hospital to salute supporters from inside of his motorcade. We have an overview now from Bethesda and CBS's Naomi Rookham.
With Secret Service in the car, the drive drew criticism from an attending physician at Walter Reed. They might get sick. They may die. Dr. James Phillips tweeted, the irresponsibility is astounding. The president has been given supplemental oxygen twice. Doctors are treating the 74-year-old with the antiviral drug remdesivir and dexamethasone, a steroid given to patients with severe cases.
So he still has time to go until I think he's out of the woods.
Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says doctors should be cautious.
Typically what we see is in the first week you have sort of the viral response phase of the infection. And it's that second week when patients sometimes get into trouble.
In a Reuters Ipsos poll, 65% of Americans believe President Trump probably would not have been infected if he had taken the virus more seriously. Naomi Ruckham, CBS News, Bethesda, Maryland.
Dr. James Phillips, the attending physician at Walter Reed, who was just quoted there, said every person in that vehicle during the drive-by now has to be quarantined for 14 days. And about that steroid, dexamethasone, it can tamp down important immune cells. The chief of infectious disease at Mass General told the New York Times the president may actually have a severe case because when she thinks about people needing dexamethasone, it's people who are escalating their condition. Last we heard from the president's medical team, he is doing so well, he may be discharged today. What about all those people who were at Trump National when the president, sick with COVID, arrived for a fundraiser on Thursday? We now know there were more than 200 donors in there, not to mention the staff at the golf clubhouse in Bedminster. Sean Adams is now live in New Jersey with that part of the story. Sean?
Well, the contact tracers, they are busy. They're connecting with those guests and the workers who were with the president. President Trump, that fundraiser at his Bedminster golf course on Thursday, that was just hours before he himself announced he had tested positive. So they've identified the guests. They know the guest list. 206 guests. They paid big bucks to schmooze with the president. Roughly a few dozen employees at the golf course. They worked the affair. So the White House medical unit, New Jersey health officials, they're reaching out, telling people to quarantine, finding out with whom those people might have had contact. They're saying, you know, maybe monitor for symptoms. Don't get tested right away. You don't want a false negative. That can happen early on. Meanwhile, for former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, he reportedly is suffering mild coronavirus symptoms. He checked himself into Morristown Medical Center Saturday as a precaution because he does suffer from asthma. Beyond that, though, little is known about his condition. The last tweet from former Governor Christie was a couple of days ago. The governor prepped President Trump for the presidential debate last week. No masks worn during that time together. Live at Morristown Medical Center, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
On the Monday morning news roundup, we are hoping these new shutdowns coming to New York are a hiccup, not a trend. 2 days from today, schools and non-essential businesses are supposed to close down in some neighborhoods. Marla Diamond is with us live from Kew Gardens. Marla, are these closures a sure thing?
Wayne, they aren't until the mayor gets approval from Governor Cuomo, and the two have been at odds lately over local enforcement of COVID restrictions, with the governor now threatening to send state police to the city. We're in Kew Gardens this morning, one of nine neighborhoods in the mayor's crosshairs.
If we contain this situation, we can stop this from spreading more deeply into New York City. We can stop this from being a quote-unquote second wave in New York City.
So starting Wednesday, schools, both public and private, would be closed, and all non-essential businesses, dining in and out, would be scaled back. The nine zip codes singled out by the mayor have been responsible for more than 20% of all new infections in the city over the past 4 weeks, although they represent only 7% of the city's population. The city also has its eye on 11 additional neighborhoods where the virus is resurging. And we're live in Kew Gardens, Queens. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Marla, thank you. And among all this despair and confusion, there are some new businesses that are opening. And Joe Connolly is here this morning with the big money story. Joe.
Morning, Wayne. Yes, some small, some larger. A Brooklyn man furloughed from his digital advertising job has started a mobile bicycle repair business. He started it when a neighbor was throwing out a bike. He fixed it and sold it for $400. Now he's in business. To keep costs low, he's getting many free bikes being thrown out back in his hometown of Cleveland, and he sends them here. He found a bicycle mechanic from China on Craigslist, and he told the Wall Street Journal BicycleRunners.com was selling for $30,000, but BikeRunners.com was on, and he got it for free. The Long Island City Partnership says Murray's Cheese Shop of Greenwich Village saw an opportunity to expand and has opened a new shop and restaurant in Long Island City and has been warmly welcomed by the community. And in Midtown West, the windows of so many restaurants are papered over closed. But a new restaurant has opened at 53rd and 9th on the site of a popular neighborhood restaurant that closed several months before the pandemic. Word was the owner wanted to force the businesses out and sell the block for another office tower. Well, that's probably not happening now. And a new neighborhood restaurant has opened. I'm Joe Connolly for Bloomberg and WCBS News Radio 880.
Let's check the weather day ahead now on the Morning News Roundup. Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen, good morning.
Good morning. Couple areas of showers on either side of the city. Well, east over the eastern sections of Suffolk County from about Riverhead on out towards the Twin Forks, as well as southeast sections of Connecticut, and also to the west over eastern parts of Pennsylvania and near, but not at, the Jersey-Pennsylvania border just yet. However, that continues to weaken as it moves towards New Jersey as well as the city. So It's just a couple spots that are going to pick up a shower this morning, mostly well west, mostly well east. The afternoon, a mix of sun and clouds. High 64 to 68. Tonight's low about 55, 45 to 50 in the coolest of the suburbs. Then tomorrow, partly sunny with a near seasonable high between 66 and 72 for the area. Right now in the city, it's 55, humidity 80%, and a light northerly breeze.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
The men and the women who signed up for the National Guard certainly did not expect trash duty in New York City. But that's what might happen, as we hear from Steve Burns.
It may be one of the most visible signs of the city's money problems. The sanitation department's budget was slashed by over $100 million this past summer, and runs to empty out those curbside baskets were cut by almost two-thirds.
It's just a sign of erosion in our city that we don't want to continue to see.
Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams is receptive to an offer from Governor Cuomo last week.
I can deploy the National Guard, state can bring in trucks, personnel, and clean up the city.
It would ultimately be the mayor's call, but Adams says the city needs to do something.
This is about the fact that we have not done a good job with the assets that we have.
The mayor's office, in a statement, says every New Yorker needs to work together to keep the city clean. No word on the National Guard. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Sports time now at WCBS, and we've got Brad Heller here in week, four of the NFL.
Hey, good morning, Wayne. Week four, and the Jets and the Giants are 0-4. The Giants losing to the Rams in California yesterday, 17-9. No touchdowns for the second week in a row, just three Graham Gano field goals. Daniel Jones was intercepted by Darius Williams at the Rams' 7-yard line with under a minute to go to seal it. Now, what's getting the most attention is what happened after the game, a brawl between Giants receiver Golden Tate and Rams defensive back Jalen Ramsey. Tate's sister has two kids with Ramsey, and Tate wasn't pleased with how that relationship ended last year. He voiced that displeasure publicly. Here's Giants coach Joe Judge.
Golden's a competitive guy. We talk to all of our players every week about different things. I'll keep some of the conversations between our players, just between me and the players. We don't want to have happen at the end of the game what had happened. That's not the way we want to be as a team.
A judge said he didn't know the details about the fight. Really, nobody did on either side. There doesn't seem to be any video showing how it started. Tate and Ramsey did not speak to the media after. And ESPN says Ramsey actually waited outside the Giants' locker room, but there was not a second confrontation. We know the bad blood between the Yankees and the Rays, and it's a nice little subplot for the division series, which gets started tonight in San Diego, best of five. Gerrit Cole says the intensity will be turned up a notch.
Yeah, certainly, especially in the postseason. So there's already kind of a baseline of tension there as we, you know, as we approach any game at this time of the year. And I think certainly with the history, there will be some people playing on edge.
Yeah, Cole starts opposite Blake Snell tonight. First pitch just after 8 o'clock. NBA Finals. The Miami Heat beat the Lakers 115-104 in the Disney bubble. Heat are back in the series. They're now getting down 2-1. Jimmy Butler, a 40-point triple-double, just the third in NBA Finals history. Brad Heller, WCBS 880 Sports.
On the Morning News Roundup, our three things to know right now, sponsored by Altice. And we'll start out with but turned a lot ahead yesterday. President Trump, we love you! Caravan of Cars. No, this isn't the one. This is not the one that was outside of Walter Reed. This is the one outside of Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue. Caravan from Long Island mostly clogged Fifth Avenue, showing support for the president. The Post counted more than 100 cars, trucks, and motorcycles and spoke with an attendee who said, "My dad is a union worker and his 401k has tripled." Second thing, Mr. Trump leads Ohio in the CBS Battleground poll, but trails in Pennsylvania with the election 4 weeks from tomorrow. Third, should cops be disciplined if they don't wear masks? The NYPD Chief of Department Terrence Monahan says officers must set the example for the city. And reports say that the department may clamp down on the cops who don't wear masks. PBA President Pat Lynch says the nature of our job makes it difficult to always think first of the mask. Jerry Seinfeld says COVID will not cripple his city. Here's what he said on 60 Minutes to John Wertheim last night.
I just don't want New Yorkism to die. I don't want it to be replaced by
what?
Deep concern and over-sentimentality. You can have those things, but
be a little badass too. We don't care that things are tough. Everything's always tough. It's just tough to live here.
And on Saturday Night Live, this recreation of last week's debate.
First, I want to lay out the rules, which both parties agreed to in advance. Each candidate will have 2 minutes uninterrupted.
Boring.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.